compensation.
It's a gun for this time.
We can't afford the cool one.
Alrighty. Let's roll.
What do you think of Arizona State, Las Vegas?
Well, we sure enjoyed our time down there last year in Las Vegas. I think our players and our fans and coaches and everybody had a really good time. It's a well-run bowl and good location and a lot to do. And our players handled it well last time, and so we're looking forward to going back there.
What do you think of Arizona State?
You know, I haven't watched them, but obviously as the season goes on, you pay attention to them, and I think it's a nice matchup. I really do. I think everybody knows they got a lot of talent, and I think there'll be a lot of excitement to play each other.
You guys haven't played the way it's worked out. Haven't played a BCS team in a bowl game in like 5 years. I think Oklahoma was the last one.
Yeah.
Does that matter? Do you guys get excited to play a Pac-12 team?
I got to tell you, I'm really tired of the BCS even name. So, you know, I think Arizona State is a, you know, from the Pac-12 conference, you know, a really good opponent. I think that's exciting. And we're excited to play those guys. There's no doubt about it. I think they'll be excited to play us.
Is there a sense of disappointment?
No. I think everybody is just very tired of the BCS. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. I mean, it's everybody's frustrated. I mean, nobody really knows what to do anymore. It doesn't make sense to anybody. I don't think anyone's happy anywhere, you know, and they say it's to pick the one and two best teams, and there's even controversy on that, and the whole thing needs to be changed. There's no question about it.
What would you like to see done?
Well, I think that, you know, probably the best model is something like the basketball guys do, where you get a committee that is ranking these teams all throughout the year, and, you know, every week you see where they are. Maybe it's halfway through the season, they start ranking them. If things fall out, like we said, ranking them early makes no sense. And then you pare the bowls down. There's too many bowls. And then you probably play a plus one. You know, you get the top four teams, and, you know, that's still subjective, but at least it's closer. Right now, everybody's going, nothing makes any sense. You know, six, seven, eight, nine. Why are we even voting if they're all left out of games like that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
You look at some of the ballots and some of the strange voting that goes on and shake your head at all?
Well, I haven't seen any of the voting. I know how I voted, and I know what I'm trying to do, is make a best case for Boise State to get in there. And so, you know, I probably shouldn't be a voter. I mean, it just, the whole thing just doesn't make sense to, I don't know who it makes sense to. I mean, I haven't heard anybody going, hey, this is pretty good. Everybody goes, this is really bad.
You have been a voter in the last couple of years. Is this something you'll consider not doing, just given?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we'll have to look at it. I mean, why are we voting if it has no poll or credibility?
Who would you like to see if we had, like, the selection committee, like the NCAA? What type of people you should be on there? Because it seems like TV people, they have agendas. Coaches have agendas.
Yeah. And I think that's something that would be have to be answered. I don't have the answers. I mean, this is just a lot, you know, just kind of some common sense thinking that nobody likes it. Nobody really understands it. Everybody's saying it needs to be changed, needs to be tweaked. And so hopefully it will be.
Would you like to see them do away with, and obviously you guys are considering going to the Big East, but would you like to see them do away with these AQ conferences and have it be determined by necessarily the teams rather than the league that they come from?
Yeah, again, it kind of goes back to the voting. So why are we voting these teams if it doesn't really mean something? I mean, I think we're all trying to get into the best bowl game possible, but it doesn't seem to mean a whole lot.
Once the BCS was off the table, did you have any preference where you guys went?
I think this is a great bowl for us. I really do. I mean, I think it's a good location, and we're really hopeful the Bronco Nation shows up. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that they wanted us to go there. And so, like I said, we enjoyed it last year. Our players did. I think Arizona State is a really good opponent for us, and I think there'll be a lot of excitement and energy in that game.
Where would you say your level of hope was yesterday before the selections were made?
Yeah,
as far as getting into
very low. Just know how it goes. So, I'm not the only one that feels that way. I mean, there's all kinds of teams, you know, that could have made a case. And, you know, even teams that couldn't make a case are probably saying the same thing. It's like, so how did this come about?
Have you changed your opinion? Because in the past you've been, you know, this is the system and we'll work within it.
It just seems like each year it's getting further and further away from anybody understanding what's going on.
When you mean talk about, you know, motivation in this game, you know, people obviously would say, you know, Boise State might be disappointed, but do you think there's a flip side to that where you guys maybe will have that chip on the shoulder that always seems to push Boise State?
Yeah, we're going to worry about the things that we can control. And so, we're extremely excited to go play in this bowl game without a doubt. And, you know, we better have a chip on our shoulder or we'll get beat. I mean, we need to go play our best and practice our best and be excited about this and not be too distracted by the great location that we're going to. I mean, it's all the same stuff.
You weren't able to get a whole lot of practice in last year and got off kind of a rocky start. Do you try to cram in an extra practice or two this year? Or?
Not necessarily. We got to try to figure out how to start a little bit faster. But the schedules is what it is in terms of finals is in there. We still, you know, got a lot of guys need to heal up. So you're walking a fine line there between giving the guys enough time off and then getting some things done in practice.
He's still look confident that most of those guys that have been dinged up and seem like they might be there might be okay?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's still too early to know.
Any concern about going back to Vegas? It's a place you played in the regular season. You played there in the bowl game last year.
I mean, first and foremost, we're going back there to play a game, to do our best to try to win a game. And that is where it starts and finishes. And anything that can fit in between it, we want to enjoy the process and enjoy that situation. But bowl games, again, are for the families, for the fans, you know, for the coaches and players. We want to enjoy the experience, but we're going there to play a game.
How much time do you actually get to enjoy this stuff off the field, or is it all a business trip?
It's a business trip without question. But when we end up going to an event, we certainly need to enjoy that and appreciate our time there. And, you know, it's kind of like we talk to our players about everything, but it's about compartmentalizing. I mean, hey, if we're here, we're going to be all here, all in right now, enjoying this. And if, you know, we're not worrying about what the next thing is, and if we're at practice, we're not trying to get through this and get to the next event. And, you know, it's a little bit how we talk to them all year long anyways, but it's important when you go to a situation like we're going to.
Seeing a familiar foe on the other sideline, is there something that stands out about Dennis Erickson coach teams or something you know you're going to get when you go against him?
I just have a lot of respect for him. I just think that, you know, he does a good job and those teams compete hard and their offenses are always explosive and they throw the ball all over. I know those kids will play well. I know right now they're, you know, going through the coaching change, but I know that they'll play well and they'll play hard for him.
Osweiler from Montana, did you guys run across him?
Knew about him, yeah, but that's about it.
Never had him camp.
Sacks have been in a premium this year. How about trying to sack a 6'8"?
Yeah. Well, we'll study the tape, and I know he's a big, strong athlete, that's what I think makes it a little bit interesting is he can run. I know that. And so it's not like he's a big 6'8 guy. When you think about that, some 6'8 guys are going to stand in the pocket and doesn't move, and he does move. So he'll be a challenge without question.
You mentioned the other day that nobody thought Shue would have the kind of year he had. What was the expectation for him this year? What were you counting on from him?
I don't know. I don't think of guys like that they got to catch so many balls or, you know, you just want everybody to take the next step and be a real productive player. And then however it works out. You know, I mean, he could have possibly been a real effective player for us and not caught as many touchdowns. Somehow we ran it more, threw it to different guys. And so I think the main thing is you just want them to progress and feel like, hey, they've taken their game to the next level. And he obviously did that.
Can you talk about, you had the team awards yesterday. Some of the scout team guys that have kind of stood out, I think it was Lockray, Bo Martin, and I think Dylan Lucard on the special team.
Yeah, and Reese,
those guys.
Reese Adiambo got an award, too. I mean, all those guys have been great. I think if you get an award, as a young guy and a scouter, It bodes well for the future. There's no guarantees. We've had guys that have won awards that haven't really done anything, but I think it means that they've gotten off to a really good start. And if they can continue to build on the foundation that they've set in these first couple months, they're on the right track.
What is the Ultimate Goon Award?
You don't know what the Ultimate Goon
for
is?
Hockey,
I mean, do I need to describe it? I mean, it's a cartoon figure that, You need to ask Sawhall. He's the one that comes up with this stuff.
What do you do to win the ultimate gun hornet?
You need to get with Coach Sawhall because he's got a bunch of different criteria that, you know, it's all kind of weight room based, but there's different competition things in there. And the final piece to the puzzle is the annual Turkey Bowl with the young guys. And if, you know, you were one of the guys, you know, that's kind of, they divide up into four teams, but it'll usually be down to one or two, two or three guys at that time. And so if your team wins, it usually puts you over the edge. And so I think Reese's team came through for him.
Chase and Thomas for a Valor Award seemed like a fitting with what they've been through and going against each other for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. We really don't like the double up awards, and we did that a couple times last night with our special team player of the year and the Valor. But it's just, I think when you're splitting hairs like that, and you can make a great case for either guy in those situations, they deserve it, and certainly Chase and Thomas. I mean, Thomas is, you know, been a 3-year starter going into his fourth year and plays very little, but his attitude may have been the best it's ever been since he's been here. Helping the guys, helping Coach Strasser, doing some office scouting report type work. And so he was spectacular. And it's really about weathering adversity with that and coming out better on the other end. And he certainly has done that, and certainly Chase Baker as well with all the things that he's been through. Not only injury-wise, but with his family situation. And, you know, those guys are tough guys.
Did you come across Bo Martin? I know he did pretty well, you know, had a good D2 school.
Bo Martin came across us. I mean, that's really the bottom line. You know, I think we got a call and said he wanted to come take a look, and his family showed up. And we kind of, you know, saw some tape on him from playing at the school we played out before, and said he was going to leave. And we said, well, okay, we'll give you an opportunity. And that's really all it was.
He didn't come after you guys out of high school? That was just out of college?
You know, I don't think so. I don't remember. The only time I remember him is when he decided to transfer here.
What stood out to you about him?
Well, first thing is once he got here and started working out with the guys, all the guys were, hey, who's this new guy? He's going to do something just by his mentality, his attitude, and his work ethic. So, you know, that's how you like to start the ball game with. And then put the pads on, and he goes hard out there. And, you know, he keeps, like I said, he's got a nice foundation started here, and he keeps progressing on it. He'll do some good things for us.
Did he have to redshirt this year to transfer?
He does.
How many years left does he have?
He'll have 3 years after this. Yeah, so.
Nice when they find you like that.
Makes it a lot easier. Yeah, it's kind of doesn't happen all that much, but yeah.
I know it's that time of year, but any thoughts on Coach Hill being fired at Fresno State and what he's sort of
tough
been
business.
A good friend to
yeah.
the program?
Yeah, he really has, and I feel bad for him because I think there's always other circumstances. You know, the thing that I feel great about Boise State is, you know, people from the outside fans, they think it's all about the coach. I think, you know, Boise State's been doing well, and it's all about, you know, Coach Cutter, Coach Hawkins, myself, and people that really know that that's only one piece of the puzzle. And there's no doubt you got to have the right coach, but you got to have the other things in place. You got to have that administration that is doing everything they can possibly do to get, you know, to support you and the financial backing and the fan base. I mean, it all works together. And California and that area has been hit hard. And I know his financial situation has been going backwards for the last few years, and it makes a difference. There's no question about it. And so you feel bad for him because he's a heck of a coach.
Doing something on Doug and his running style. And he's so different the way he runs out there and how physically he is. What do you think when you watch him run?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think of a physical runner. I mean, that's what Doug is. He's just a physical player. And, you know, I think he was dinged a couple years ago. He had some sort of leg injury, some sort of pull. And I can't remember why I ended up talking to his mom and saying, gosh, I hope we can get him back soon. And she's like, yeah, Doug, he's got those, you know, he's just got those thick muscles always. It just seems to take a while or something. And I always stuck it. He's got thick muscles. He really does. He is a thick guy that is explosive and powerful and just great toughness.
Every time we ask him, you know, about a run, we're like, wow, what would you do there? He can't even tell you what he did. Yeah. He doesn't remember. He just pure instinct.
It's all instinct. And he just has no fear whatsoever. I mean, he will run. You know, I watched some of those runs out this weekend, and there's not much there. And if he can get enough speed up, I mean, he is going to hit it as hard as he can possibly hit that crease, and someone's going to pay the price.
I mean, you've probably chosen you giving him the offensive MVP, but how important has he been? I mean, I know after the game you said if you didn't have him, you might throw every play.
Right. I mean, for us to do what we want to do, we need to have some balance there. I mean, truly, and you got a quarterback like Kellen that you could probably put the ball in his hands a little bit more. But I think, you know, for us to be the offense that we want to be, you got to have a strong, strong running game. I don't think that'll ever change. And then when you have a running back like Doug, it makes it nice.
Speaking of his style, he's low to the ground until he gets into the open, and then he really has an upright run to him.
Yeah, it's a different style, and I think that's how you want to be if you're a running back. I mean, the one thing that we get nervous about with our running backs is they run too high. And you don't think of Doug of having a running style that's too high. His pads are always down. He's got a natural feel for how to put his pads down because he's so used to, you know, running guys over. I mean, that's kind of his style. But then when he gets out in the open and he's got very deceptive speed, and I think he changes his style and his gait a little bit to open up. And we've seen him run away from a lot of guys.
What do you think the pros think of him?
I think they like him. Is my sense. I think they like him.
4 years ago, you know, he was coming off the scout team, and everybody on the defense was saying, that's the best running back we have, that's the best running back we've faced all year.
Yeah.
That worry at all that they were saying, or is that what you thought too?
Why would that worry me?
Well, they're putting that much expectation, I guess, on him.
Hey, I mean, we were really, really good with that, and we knew, you know, even if he wasn't a running back, he was something. And, I mean, we thought he was a running back, but, I mean, everybody was kind of fighting over him, and so that was great. And I think a guy like Doug, you just keep your fingers crossed he can stay healthy. And if they do, they're going to be really productive. I mean, that's the one wild card. You can never know how that's going to come out.
Entering the bowl game, is the plan still to play George at corner and keep Travis at safety?
Or? Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll see about our health if we get anybody back. You know, that's a little bit of the problem with we love. We think it's great to play before Christmas. I mean, that is a positive to everybody. On the flip side, there's a trade-off to everything. You don't get your guys to heal up quite as much, and there might be a guy or two we get back if we played in the later bowl game that maybe we won't now.
Did you lose anybody in the game?
We lost Tommy Smith. He broke his leg. So, yeah, he won't play in the game.
Is that a long-term one or back for spring ball?
We'll get him back, yeah.
What do you do at fullback? You okay with enough other
guys? We'll make it work, yeah.
Did you get any text messages, phone calls from other coaches after the bowl situations were announced yesterday, kind of, you know, consolation text messages, keep your head up, anything like
no.
that? Do you have those conversations at all?
No, but everybody that talks to, you know, the coaches that talk, or you talk to administrators. I mean, it's just the same. It's the same message. I mean, it's what I, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here because it's what I said earlier. I mean, it's just the same thing. No one really gets it. No one really likes it, and everybody, for the most part, is frustrated with it. Hey, it's a system we got. It is what it is. All those things. I mean, but it's same old noise.
But if everybody's in the same boat, you might think it'd be easier to force change.
Yeah, and I think it's coming. I really do. I mean, I don't. I think it comes down to the presidents, I guess, making something happen. But we'll see.
With the shorter turnaround, how much are you going to be able to get those young guys out there and get them some extra practice time this month?
Not much. Not much. We don't have much time, so we'll get them a little work, but you know, we'll get them work, but not a ton.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.